Hey there. Hey, friend. Hi, my sweet Valentine. I am so happy you called. Well, texted first. A short hi. How are you? Any plans for Valentine's Day? What? Innocent question. With not so innocent motives. It was so good to see you. Oh, may I use the term yummy? Because that's what you tasted like. For some reason, you tasted sweeter than before. Maybe it was the sneaking around, telling your special someone that you're going out shopping for their Valentine's gift. Maybe you tasted sweeter because it was cheating. Let's face facts. You cheated on them with me. You knew exactly what you were doing. And as soon as I got that first innocent text, I fucking knew you couldn't stay away from my mouth and my hands and tongue. You shouldn't deny yourself being kissed or licked and sucked, being fingered in the ass, grinding against you. Fucking your hips the way you work them. You ignoring their phone call as I licked your ass. I mean, I wanted you to answer, but I had a full mouth. Their photo popping up when they call. Oh. It's not just a photo of your special person alone, no. It's both of you. It's so cute. And so is this puckered asshole. A second time they called. You didn't even look at the phone. I wonder why you didn't bother. Oh yeah, that's right. You were kissing my stomach. And licking it. Oh, you're just as nasty and perverted as I remembered. You've always been this way. Because I've ruined you. Every fucking time you're with them, you'll think of me. We'll sneak in phone sex and nasty texts. You fucking slut. Begging for it to be rougher. They're not your Valentines. Because I am, and I've always been. I am your special person today. They buy you chocolates and roses, and I feed you orgasms and new memories. Fuck your memories with them because I'll fuck new cherished memories into you. Oh, fuck. I love this side of you. This side of you who can stay away. And then there it was. That third call. The one that snapped you out of us. What was it that you said? I better get going. You're going to start to worry. Then you left as soon as you came. But not before kissing me. Until next time. Oh, don't worry. I'll make sure there'll be a next time. And this time, I'll be turning off that fucking phone. Hell, I might even smash it. How the fuck are you going to explain that, Will you have them buy you a new one? Only to have you continue communicating with me. I want you to get so twisted that you start to wonder if we could work things out. But while you're considering that, even though I love you being needy, I'll snap you right back to reality. I want you like this anyways. Cheating with me, sending me naughty pictures, maybe a video here and there. I'm glad we were clear about not getting back together. I'm all set with that, but your body, I'm not ready to give that up just yet. You're my Valentine's after all, right? Cupid is most likely the one that convinced you to call me.